Councillor Mark Brunt, who's the leader of Reigate and Bansty Borough Council. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, it's been a special week all round, hasn't it? We're talking businesses again today, and we're here promoting the new B&Q, but we've had some breaking news in the centre of Redhill with the Market Field Way development.
We have, and it's been a really interesting week, and we were delighted this week to be able to announce the new cinema operator in our Market Field Way development, or should I now be calling it The Rise, which is the new name for the development. So, it's really exciting that we're going to have a new six-screen cinema, as well as bowling, as well as other restaurants and businesses in the centre of Redhill, which is a real boost, I hope, as we're seeing today with other businesses opening up, for the economy of Redhill.
And of course, we now know the name of the new cinema operator and entertainment's managing company, The Light.
Yeah, and if any of you have ever seen any of their developments, they tend to be smaller ones in town centres, really exciting. They're looking to bring a lot more different types of entertainment in, a lot more different types of films, and it's fantastic. And I've had so much good feedback from residents who are delighted to see that The Light and new cinema, and particularly bowling, is particularly popular.
That sounds absolutely thrilling. I'll be thirsty for the bowling alley. But also, you've been able to start now naming some of the other stores that have got into some of the other units that are underneath.
Yeah, we were also able to confirm that Tesco's will be returning to Redhill. For those people who have lived in Redhill for quite a long time now, we used to have a Tesco's and we lost it many years ago. So it's great to welcome them back into the town. And we will be able to announce fairly soon some of the other names that are also going to come into Redhill. And these are not just the big national chains, but we've also had some really strong interest from local businesses who want to bring their businesses into the centre of Redhill.
This is big news, breaking news across Redhill, and it's so lovely to have you here speaking to us today, because it's really important now that we come together to embrace these new suppliers and stores that are coming in and help build our local businesses back up to their full potential.
That's right, and especially after COVID, when everyone was really unsure of what would happen with the local economy, this has been a really important investment by the council to demonstrate our commitment to developing Redhill and giving it a long-term future, particularly in the nighttime economy. And I know there's some people have said to me, what about the Harlequin? But actually what this is going to enable the Harlequin to do is to have a better access to a better nighttime economy and actually be able to celebrate some of the local arts and live entertainment that we can do from the Harlequin, which can't be done from the Light.
And I know the Harlequin are already gearing up, ready for that changeover to provide local entertainment and musicians that are going to be coming in as well. It's absolutely thrilling.
Yeah, it's exciting time. So there's a lot going on in Redhill, and I hope that this will encourage people who maybe go further afield, maybe go down to Crawley to their cinema or to their going out to eat in the evening, to come back and look at Redhill differently and come back and enjoy themselves and in the middle of Redhill again.
Well, we've got about a year to wait, haven't we, before it opens?
Yeah, it does take quite a while. Once we hand over the building to The Light, they need quite a while to fit out all the new cinema. All those new seats take a while to get in and be fixed in. So it is going to be not till the Easter next year before we see the official opening. But in between time, we'll start to see other businesses starting to open up before then.
That sounds thrilling. Councillor Mark Brunt, leader of Reigate and Bansty Borough Council, thank you for speaking to us here on Suzy Radio today.
Thank you, Neil.